Space shuttle landings had become one of those things that most people paid little attention to. NASA is interested in what the few who were paying attention saw on Saturday. Tony Beasley, an astronomer at Caltech's Owens Valley Radio Observatory, may have been one of the first to witness Columbia breaking up. He spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
At 5:52 Pacific time on Saturday morning, Tony Beasley was standing in his driveway in Bishop, California, 225 miles north of Los Angeles, with his wife and mother-in-law. He watched the pre-dawn sky carefully as the space shuttle cleared the peaks of the Sierra Nevada mountains.
What we saw was a very bright light that was coming from the west, headed towards the east, and it kind of drags behind it a bright tail of like a jet contrail. And that jet contrail and that bright light moved very rapidly from the western horizon coming up over the Sierra Nevadas until it set over the White Mountains in the east about a minute to a minute and a half later.
Could you tell if there was any explosion?
I think what we saw as the bright light moved from west to east was that the light would flicker, and immediately behind the bright light, behind the shuttle, there appeared to be some kind of material or some kind of debris which was also giving off little bright points of light. We saw three or four events like that, and in particular, about 20 or 30 seconds before we lost sight of it, there was one very single, compact, bright light that separated from the shuttle and seemed to fall back in the trail and start to fall towards the Earth.
As you're looking up, the shuttle, as it comes back into Earth's atmosphere, is the leading edge of that thing is going. It's 12,500 miles an hour, 18 times the speed of sound, but it's also cutting right into heat. It's 3,000 degrees on that leading edge. And I wonder if, as you saw what we think now are tiles falling away, if you saw any color change.
What we saw was a bright light in the sky at night, and your eyes are not terribly receptive to color under those circumstances. So although I pretty much saw the shuttle itself as a white light, and maybe I thought there was kind of a pinkish hue to the trail immediately behind it, one of the other people in the valley here, he felt that the bright point that fell away was actually colored.
Ideally, it would have been 23 minutes before touchdown at Cape Canaveral in Florida. But as you were looking at it, could you tell if, as debris was falling away, whether or not the trajectory of the space shuttle changed?
I guess my impression was that the trajectory of the shuttle didn't really change. I mean, when we first saw it and first noticed that there seemed to be small points of light separating from it, given that the shuttle was just tracking, it looked to me like this was a natural occurrence. After that, we lost sight of the shuttle, we went inside. My wife and mother-in-law went back to bed, and I had an early breakfast and just went down to the observatory. And it was at that time that I first heard that this terrible thing had happened.
Beasley has not been contacted by NASA, but he has written an account of his observations and emailed it to scientists in contact with the space agency. He expects that given his location, data on the flight path, and from sensors on board, NASA will be able to determine when various parts of the shuttle began to come apart within 10 to 20 seconds. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.